All right. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to call the November 15th, 2024 meeting of the Spinal Cord Injury Research Board to order. As a reminder for our members and guests, the SCURB meetings are recorded. The recording will be available on the Department of Health website in about 3 business days. We have a full agenda for our meeting, so let's try to be clear and efficient in our comments. Please be sure to announce your name before you speak, as this is recorded, and speak in an audible voice so that others can hear you. Try to keep the background noise to a minimum. Side conversations, mute your mics unless you're speaking, and state your name before making or seconding a motion again for the recording. Thank you. Before we begin with the work of today, I'd like to recognize our former SCURB member, Bernice Grafstein. Bernice served on board as an appointee of the Assembly Minority Leader for over 9 years. Assemblyperson Barkley appointed a new member, and we will introduce him momentarily. For now, though, I'd like to thoughtfully recognize Bernice for her work and dedication to SCURB and to the spinal cord injury community. If anyone would like to make some comments about Bernice, please do.
So this is Lorne Mendel, and I had the good fortune to recruit Bernice to this program. I would like to just say a couple of words. First of all, it was a big effort for her to come, and we really appreciate the effort that she made on the New York City subway. She made a huge contribution because Bernice has been interested in an important participant in the spinal cord injury community. She knows lots of things about the research that goes on and often contributed important insights into the programs that we were reviewing. So we're going to miss that. And I'd like to thank Bernice personally for all that she did for this program.
Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Okay. So now we'll go into board introductions. When you introduce yourself, please state your name, your affiliation. I'm Dr. Adam Stein, Chair of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra Northwell and Northwell Health, long-term spinal cord injury clinician. I'd like to now introduce our new member, Dr. Raman Rock. Dr. Rock, welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stein. I'm Raman Rock. I'm a neurosurgeon practicing mainly in Long Island. So I've been in Long Island for the past about 18 years. I'm in a large practice. We are affiliated to university hospitals, including Mount Sinai, South Nassau, Mount Sinai Health System, Catholic Health System in Long Island. But I've been involved with spinal cord research injury for many years, and at the present time, I'm the director of brain and spine trauma at Mount Sinai South Nassau. We deal with lots of spinal cord injury patients, clinic directly during the whole journey to recovery. That's that.
Well, thank you and welcome. Let's go around. Let me start with Keith Gergy.
Good morning. My name's Keith Gergy. I'm a resident of Ulster County. I've been on the board for quite some time. Can't remember when. 2009, I became spinal cord injured, so it's been about 15 years. And I started on the board with Paul Richter. So shout out to Paul.
Thank you, Keith. Let's move over to Albany now. Rachel?
Hello, Rachel Santiago. I'm an attending physician at Sunnyview Rehabilitation Hospital in Schenectady, New York. And I'd say the majority of my practice is clinical application. I primarily focus on patients with spinal cord injury, and I'm involved in some research interests within my facility as well.
Thank you, Rachel. April?
Hi, everyone. I'm April Coughlin, and I'm an associate professor in the School of Education at SUNY New Paltz. And I'm also spinal cord injured 39 years.
Okay, returning here to New York.
Yeah, I'm Lauren Mendel.
Thank you. I am Lauren Mendel. I worked for many years at Stony Brook, and in fact have been very active on this board for probably 20 years. It's in the deep distant past, and I don't remember that anymore. It's been nice to see how many new people have been recruited by Adam. I think that's really important for the board and for the community. I'm delighted to be here and hopefully can still make contributions.
Oh, for sure you will. Lauren?
Hello, my name is Lauren Barrialli. I am an occupational therapist. I have been specializing in spinal cord injury from my entire career. I started out at Mount Sinai Medical Center, and I am now with STARS, which is an affiliate of Northwell Health.
Hi, my name is Jessica Daigle. I'm a senior clinical manager at STARS Northwell with Lauren and Havenstein. I've been working with spinal cord for past 20 plus years, and
nothing. Hi, I'm Adnash Mohan. I'm a pediatric neurosurgeon at Westchester Medical Center and their health system. I've been practiced for 16 years. I'm also associate professor of neurosurgery and pediatrics at New York Medical College. Our trauma center sees less of spinal cord trauma, both in pediatrics and adults. And I've been on this board now. This is my second meeting and looking forward to it.
And last but not least, we have Dr. Fraser Sim. Where are you, Fraser?
In sunny Buffalo. Name is Fraser Sim. I'm a professor of pharmacology and director in the neuroscience program up at SUNY Buffalo. And my lab studies various aspects of neuroregeneration and degeneration in a variety of different disorders, including traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury.
Thank you, Fraser. And now we'll ask the members of the staff to introduce themselves.
I'm Dave Googins. I work primarily on the RFA end of projects within the Extramural Grants Administration with Wadsworth.
Okay, and then up in Albany.
Good morning, Farah O'Brien. I'm the Director of Extramural Grants Administration and cover both sides from concept to contract.
Thank you, Farah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
And we have two more folks with us who are going to introduce themselves.
Good morning. This is Jim McGinnis. I work with Farah and EGA, and I handle all the accounting and finance and budgeting.
My name is Michelle Kamartin. I'm substituting for Alana Busher today as executive secretary.
Okay, thank you for pinch hitting. So thank you again for taking time to meet today. Everybody, I hope, received the exhibits to be discussed. Our agenda includes consideration of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on March 22nd, 2024, a review of future requests for applications, RFAs, a program and membership update, a review of subcommittee reports, which will include a discussion on future RFA and a discussion on a proposed SCRB symposium. And finally, and most importantly, we'll consider applications for funding the pre-doctoral and postdoctoral fellowships in spinal cord injury research, round 6, and the projects to accelerate research translation of a part and innovative developmental or exploratory otherwise known as IDEA grants in spinal cord injury, round 7. Okay, in terms of membership, there are currently 3 vacant seats remaining out of a total of 13, one to be filled by Governor Hochul, and 2 to be filled by Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastie. A candidate to fill Dr. Governor Hochul's vacancy has been moved forward, so we hope that they will be approved soon. But we, of course, would like to fill the additional vacancies with experts and advocates as quickly as possible so that SCRB can continue its mission to fund research and find a cure for spinal cord injuries, improve quality of life, and approve applications for merit. So I'd like to ask our current members to forward any recommendations for potential board members to legislative leaders, in particular, Speaker of the Assembly, Carl Hastie, and so we can be at full capacity. Next we'll consider the minutes from our meeting on March 22nd, 2024. Dr. Rock, since you were not at that meeting, you don't get to vote on this one. May I have a motion to approve the minutes from March 22nd? Move. Second, please. Second, Lauren. Moved by Lauren. Any discussion on the minutes? Clarifications? Okay, then since there are none, we will vote. If you don't mind, I'm just going to start here in Manhattan. Dr. Mohan.
I vote to approve.
Adam approve. You don't get to vote. Let's go to Albany. Rachel.
Rachel approve.
April approved.
Keith.
Keith, yes.
And Fraser.
Is a yes.
Okay, so great. The minutes are approved. In terms of public comment, we have not received any written statements for public comment for the public comment portion of our meeting. I don't see any guests in Albany. There are none here. So, if there are no general questions, we plan to move into executive session. May I have a motion to move into such into that? Lauren, and second?
Second.
Bobby, thank you. All right. So now we actually have to vote based on that motion. You get to vote on this one, Dr. Rock. Okay. Good. Okay. Adam, approve?
Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren. Jessica, yes.
Yes, Mohan.
Rachel?
Rachel approve.
April approve. April.
Keith?
Keith, yes.
And Fraser?
Fraser, yes.
All right. So as noted, there are no guests, so we don't have to ask anybody to leave. All right. So we're back in public session, although we're no more public, at least live than we were before. We've convened and closed our executive session. First order of business is now to formally vote on our recommendations for awards for the pre-doctoral and postdoctoral fellowships in spinal cord research, round 6, RFA, and the part and idea in spinal cord injury, round 7, RFA. So to start, I guess Michelle and I will lead you through the motions. See, there's a lot of them. All right, so let's begin with our recommendation and vote for the pre-doctoral and postdoctoral fellowship in spinal cord injury research, round 6. This is purple. So, Farah, it's you, Farah.
Sure. The application before the board is a postdoctoral application from Dr. Trina Arends at Columbia University in the City of New York. We had no recusals for this application.
So may I have a motion to, recommend this? We're going to vote on this. So let me just vote instead of, because we're not going to, I don't think we're going to make a recommendation for approval. So. All right. Anybody approve this funding of this proposal? Okay. But we still have to do the roll call. All right. So, Dr. Mohan.
So I guess Mohan, do not approve.
Jessica?
Jessica, no. Lauren, no.
Lauren, no.
Adam, no.
Approve. Ramin Rock, approve.
You're approving?
This is the fellowship.
This is the fellowship. We're voting. The rest of us are voting no so far.
No, I'm sorry. I agree with others in that no.
Okay.
I approve others.
Rachel?
Rachel, no.
April, no.
Keith?
Sorry. Keith, no.
Is it not?
Okay. So thank you. SCRB has not recommended the pre-doctoral fellowship for award. So now we're going to review our recommendations for part and idea in spinal cord injury round 7 applications. David, you're up. Page 18.
Yeah, okay. So the first proposal is an idea from Dr. Hang Jin Zhou at the State University of New York at Buffalo. The refusal would be Fraser.
Yeah.
So,
please leave again.
Yes. You don't have to leave. You're not voting, right?
Right.
Right. So, you can stay. Yeah.
So, Dr. Koha?
So, Morgan, yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Morgan, yes.
Adam, yes.
Rami Rock, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith,
yes.
Fraser doesn't vote, so okay. Thank you.
All right, the second proposal is an IDEA application for Dr. Bloom, Feinstein Institute of Medical Research. Recusals would be the triumvirate here. Dr. Mohan.
Yes, Mohan.
We do need to have a motion. You need to make a motion to vote on it.
So thank you. May I have a motion to recommend this application for award? Motion by and we have a second from Dr. Rock. Okay.
So Mohan, yes again.
Jessica? Oh, you don't vote. Lauren.
Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith, yes.
Fraser?
Fraser, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Third proposal is a part application from Dr. Pluitt, State University of New York at Albany. I don't believe we had any recusals for this one. We need a motion to recommend.
Motion be moved.
I think we had a second and a second from Lauren. Any discussion? Dr. Mohan?
Mohan, yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith, yes.
Fraser, yes.
Great, thank you.
Third proposal, Fourth proposal is a part application from Dr. Martin at City College of New York. I don't believe there are any recusals for this one.
May I have a motion to recommend this application for award?
Motion be moved.
Dr. Rock?
Second.
Seconded by Jessica. Any discussion? Mohan?
Mohan, yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Yes.
Fraser, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Our next proposal is a part application for Dr. Havkin at Icahn School of Medicine. Dr. Rock would be a recusal on this one.
May I have a motion to recommend this application for award?
So moved. Jessica?
Jessica.
Second.
By Lauren, thank you. Any discussion? The vote?
Mohan, yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes. Rachel?
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Yes.
Fraser, yes.
Thank you. Number six.
Six proposal is an IDEA application from Dr. Toro at Bronx Veteran Medical Research. I don't think we had any recusals on this one.
May I have a motion to recommend this application for award?
Be moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Then we vote. Mohan?
Mohan, yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith, yes.
Fraser, yes.
Thank you. Number seven.
All right, the seventh is from Dr. Nuku at Research Foundation of CUNY on behalf of CSI. I don't think we had any recusals on this one.
So may I have a motion to recommend this application for award?
They move.
No.
Thank you. Any discussion? Mohan,
yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith, yes.
Fraser, yes.
Thank you.
Eighth proposal is an IDEA application for Dr. Zhu at Icahn School of Medicine. Recusal would be Dr. Rock on this one.
May I have a motion to recommend this application for award?
So moved.
Jessica, second. Second by Lauren. Any discussion? Okay, Mohan.
Mohan, yes.
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes. Rachel?
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith, yes.
Is it yes?
Thank you. Finally.
And the final is the ninth proposal is an idea application from Dr. Teal at Sunnyview. Dr. Santiago.
May I have a motion to recommend this application for award?
We move.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Mohan?
Mohan, yes.
Jessica, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
April?
Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
Fraser, yes.
All right. So, in summary, SCRB has recommended 9 projects to in the part and idea category for a total of, I believe it was about $5.7 million. And that is business. Okay. All right. So I have future our Facebook blank. So
yeah, because we're going to know.
Oh yes, sorry. So yeah, so future fellowships. I'd like the board to approve the round 7 fellowship RFAs. May I have a motion to release the next fellowships round 7 for RFA in 2025 with approximately $1.5 million available?
So we moved.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Jessica. Any discussion? Mohan?
Yes. Mohan?
Jessica, yes. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Keith, yes.
Is it yes?
Thank you. Next. I'd like the board to approve the next part and idea, round 8 RFA. May I have a motion to release the next part idea, round 8 RFA in 2025 with approximately $5 million available? Someone make a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? Mohan?
Yes, Mohan.
Yes, Mohan.
Jessica, yes.
Adam, yes.
Ramin, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Yes.
Crazy, yes.
Thank you. All right. Next topic is program update. Jim is going to update us on the status of other program activities. And you can see this in Exhibit 4 of your binder, page 214.
Exhibit 4 covers spinal cord injury research programming. Progress for each contract will be featured in the 2024 SCRB annual reports. Please note on Exhibit 4, the projected values displayed in red are the suggested procurements for future release. Actual values, which are funding commitments approved by the board, are displayed in black. I'm going to review the active funding commitments, which are shown in bold black font. Number 1, our peer review contract with the American Institute for Biological Services, AIBS, continues and ends in December 2024. We will be requesting an extension for up to 1 year. After this time, bids will be accepted for a new peer review contract. Number 2, 1 part and 7 of the 8 IDA round 4 contracts began in November 2021. These multi-year contracts ended in October 2023 IDEA and October 2024 part. One of the 8 IDA is seeking a no-cost time extension. Number 3, 4 part and 5 of the 9 IDA round 5 contracts began in October 2022. These multi-year contracts ended in September 2024 for IDEA, or will end in September 2025 for PART. Number four, four PART and four IDEA round six contracts began in October 2023. These multi-year contracts will end in September 2025 for IDEA or September 2026 for PART. Number five, two awards from translational research projects, round four, began in October 2022 and will end in September 2027. Six, eight awards from pre-doctoral and postdoctoral fellowships, round five, began in September 2023 and will end in August 2025. Seven, 13 awards from institutional support, round seven, began in July 2023 and will end in June 2028.
Okay, thank you, Jim. So a lot of activity going on. So any questions about the status of all that funding? Okay, thanks, Jim. Future meeting planning. Dave.
Yes, thanks. I'm hoping everybody remembers that we polled you about having consistent dates for our meetings starting in 2025. And last April, I emailed you all the results for that poll, and that the results were that the second Friday in April and October were the winners. I'm hoping that all of you have penciled those dates into your calendars. Based on that concept, our next SCIRB meetings for 2025 will be April 11th and October 10th. I'm hoping we can have a quorum for those meetings. If not, we'll have to reschedule them, which is why we tried this.
So please put these on your calendar even now. I think that would be the most easy thing. Obviously, there may be things that come up that people will not be able to move, but if you have it there, better chance that we will have a quorum.
And again, it's the second Friday in April and October going forward. So I don't have what they are right now with me for 26, but in the email I sent you in April, it had 26 and 27 in there as well.
So at the same time starting 11?
Yeah, it'll be tentatively 10 to 3. The 3 o'clock is really the variable. It's the 10 o'clock is when we should plan to start, because that's the seems to be the best time. Thank you.
Thank you. What's that?
Easter is afterwards. That's over today. So spring break should be around.
April 11th and October 10th of 2025. Again, if you just use the second Friday in April and October going forward, that that way we can schedule it ahead of time and we don't have to try and force anything in.
So I guess we're not going to go till 3 o'clock. So anybody want to bring up anything else before we move to adjourn? All right. So may I have a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you.
Second.
Second by Dr. Rock. Okay, we actually have to vote. Go ahead.
Yes, Jessica. Lauren, yes.
Lauren, yes.
Adam, yes.
Herman, yes.
Rachel, yes.
April, yes.
Yes.
Fraser, yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Well done.
You just said that because it's not near 3 o'clock. Thank you, everybody. Great to see you all. And I hope, just remember, they will send out the subcommittee request. See if you want to help us out with the penalty phase.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
Yes, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you to the staff so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.
So, shall we film?